This is your host, Jason Snurgrove, and I will be your guide as we journey down the road to pleasure hunt or hitting the long trail to those great cob hunts. This is the Coonhound Collective
Podcast. You hear me in there, Judge?
Welcome back to the Coonhound Collective Podcast. It's me and Brett's back here at it tonight. Brett, I had something come up. Did you know the Bible talks about coon hunting?
What?
Yeah.
What'd you?
The Bible. You know the Bible? The Holy Bible?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just trying to figure out. Did you really ask me that?
Yeah. Yeah, you know it talks about coon hunting? I'm serious.
No. No, it don't.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I'm going to prove my point. And when I get through reading and explaining this, you tell me.
So you've got some scripture to back this up?
Yeah, I got scripture to back this
up. All right, bring it on.
Okay. All right. We're in Luke chapter 11.
All right.
And we're going to start about verse 5. This is what it says, New Living Translation Bible.
Okay.
The Holy Bible, the real Bible.
Okay.
This ain't made up Jason Bible.
I got you.
Okay. Then teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night and my family and I are all in the bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for the friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence." So, all right, you ready?
I yeah.
Okay.
Pour it on me. I didn't get anything.
Okay. So
where are you going?
All right. So you know the Bible was written a long time ago. They didn't have no electricity.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were they doing up at midnight walking around with lanterns? They didn't have nothing to eat, and they come to the fella's house wanting something to eat.
You got me choked up.
They was wanting something to eat.
Yeah.
What happens after you've been out and you've been chasing a dog up and down these hills? What's the first thing you think of when you get back to the truck after you get your breath and a drink of water?
I'm gonna get me a snack.
It's snack time.
It's snack time.
Yeah. What else was they doing in the Bible? They was coon hunting. Coon hunting in the Bible. You act just like them folks did in my class when I told that.
Oh.
Speaking of snacks.
That's good.
Speaking of snacks, let's talk about coon hunting snacks. I don't never hear anybody talk about coon hunting snacks, and everybody's got them.
Hey, I like my snacks.
Oh, trust me. You don't have to tell me. I know you like your snacks.
Hey, I got a problem.
What?
About snacks.
I know.
Like, if I don't get a little bit of something about every 2 hours, I'll get the shakes.
Trust me, is that
pre-diabetic?
I don't know. I've traveled with you enough now. I know, though.
I got to eat about every 2 hours.
We got to have some coffee every once in a while, and there's going to be some snacks somewhere in the truck. And
yeah.
You don't share real well either.
Hey, this is the truth. You can ask old Chops.
Oh, I know.
I look like I'm going into combat on my vest. If anybody ever sees me, I got pouches all over.
I know.
I mean, I can't get another pouch addition on my coon hunting vest.
Well.
And I've got snacks in there.
I know. And
I hunt against walker dogs.
What?
Primarily.
But I bet these guys that were out coon hunting in the Bible, their snack of choice was loaves of bread. Of course, that's probably about all they could get at that time of night was loaves of bread. They weren't going to go probably get no fish or nothing. But
no.
I think we got a few guys.
Man can't live on bread alone. Yeah. You got to have zero in your pouch.
I think we got a few guys we're going to reach out to and find out some different opinions on some coon hunting snacks.
Hey, I've always wondered if there's other weirdos out there like me.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
There's some people that just...
Yeah.
They don't take a bottle of water with them.
Yeah, we'll talk about our snacks here in a little bit. Let's get one of them old boys on the phone and talk about, see what kind of snacks they use.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Is it on?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, my man?
Oh, ain't nothing much.
Welcome to the Coonhound Collective Podcast.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. The man, Jason Snellgrove.
I don't know about the man, but yeah, I'm here.
We've been discussing some real serious topics about coon hunting. I said, I know just the guy to call that's got all the answers.
You must have got the wrong number.
Jamie Cobb, what are you doing? Are you hunting or are you laid back and in the chair and got your feet up?
I'm laid back in the chair with my feet up. Tomorrow is our opening youth turkey day, so got to get up early.
Oh, well, we caught you at a bad time. You went to roost and...
He's probably got some of what we're fixing to talk about.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Well, we was talking about coon hunting snacks.
Little Debbie's?
That's what we was wanting to know. That's what we was wanting to know.
Little Debbie's, Little Rice Krispie Treats. Yeah. My granddaddy, believe it or not, used to tote a sweet potato in his pocket.
Is that right? For real?
For real.
Like a cooked one?
No, a raw sweet potato in his coat pocket.
Why, I ain't never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, I don't think I have. And pecans.
Pecans or pecans?
Pecans.
Depends on whether you come up north or down south. You're kind of from the west. You're from central west, so it's probably pecans.
We've talked about this before. You're eastern.
Yeah. Us folks in the south, we're pecan.
So Little Debbie's, sweet potatoes, and Rice Krispie Treats.
Yep, that's it. It's the only way to go.
And coffee or water or what?
Water, or become a big fan of Lipton green tea.
You're kidding. In that bottle, already made and ready to go?
Shout out to Lipton green tea.
Shout out to Lipton green tea. You might get you a sponsor.
Boy, that must be some good stuff, Jamie.
It is.
I may have to try it. I'm a sweet tea guy.
Hey, when I told you we was going to contact you with some serious questions, you probably wasn't expecting this one.
No, I was thinking some serious dog training questions, you know. And I was going to have to phone a friend. I already had the numbers wrote down. Contacted them beforehand, had them on standby.
Have you got a big gobbler roosted for them boys?
I hope so. Yeah, we found a few. So we have some luck. A little breezy, so I don't know.
Yeah, the wind's supposed to pick up here in the morning.
Yeah, it's been blowing here for 3 days.
Our youth season opens in the morning, too, but I don't have a youth to take.
Surely there's a youth somewhere.
Well, I don't know if there is or not. Not that I know. I don't guess.
I mean, Jason's got one just turned 16. Drag her along.
Well, I'm going to take her in youth or in a regular season. She just missed it by 1 month. I was going to take her youth hunting, but
yeah,
you can't be 16 here in Missouri.
But she's going to get it opening day of real turkey season.
Yeah.
I got you.
You guys got Have you guys got a lot of turkeys out there, or the coons killing all your turkeys?
Yeah, we have a lot of those roundups out here. We kill thousands of coons to save our turkeys.
Do you?
There have lots and lots of turkeys. No. But we have lots of turkeys and very few coons.
Yeah.
Sounds like my house. I think the turkeys are running my coons off.
I think so. I really don't think one has anything to do with the other, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
We had a big podcast on that the other day. It's going to be released. So I never thought about calling you on that, but I guess I should have. Didn't need to. Got you right here on this one.
This is more important than them turkeys. This is coon hunting snacks is important.
That's right.
Coon hunting snacks is definitely important. You know, you got to fuel up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You definitely got to fuel up.
Well, we're going to keep it short and sweet with you and let you go back to roost, and we'll catch you on another call on a more serious question.
Absolutely. Always available. And y'all have a fantastic night.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Good luck in the morning. Bye. See you, buddy. Bye. This will be good.
Hello.
What are you doing? Did I catch you in bed?
No, watching them games. You ain't watching the games?
Watching the games? We podcasting. We talking about important stuff, Russ.
You boys, I can't believe you're not watching Iowa play.
Iowa? Football?
I guess you never heard of Caitlin Clark, have you?
Is she kin to Clark Kent?
No, I don't
Caitlin
think so.
Clark.
She's just about like him, though. She's a superwoman.
Oh.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Well, we're interrupting you watching a big hot game.
It's halftime, so what are you boys doing? Where are you at?
We're at Jason's here. We're in his big recording studio in here. Jason Snellgrove, the Coonhound Collective podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got a burning question that we need an answer to, and we couldn't think of anybody else to call.
Well, if it's about Rex Maggard or Billy Joe Sarton or somebody, I can probably answer it, but... If it's not, you boys are probably out of luck. I'm probably going to clam up on you if you don't tell me what it is. What's the question?
Well,
it's serious now, Russ. We got to be serious here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you boys, I get tickled pretty fast, so it's pretty easy. So.
I know, but this is real serious.
Yeah.
So... we've been talking about coon hunting snacks.
and we just got to know, what does Russ have for coon hunting snacks?
Are you both serious?
We're dead serious.
Yeah,
we got to know. We got to know.
For coon hunting snacks.
Yeah. Do you just go without anything? And just jump in the truck, load the dogs, put the collars on, and... I mean, you know how it is in our neck of the woods. It's liable to take all night, tree one or two.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I've usually got a Diet Mountain Dew for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
With a cup of ice. And I just have to say, just if we had any snacks at all, it would have been just some cookies or something. We just never did take no snacks.
Well, you know, Brad, he can't go hour and a half, 2 hours without eating. So, about every 2 hours, he's got to have something.
Oh yeah, I guarantee you that's for sure.
If I ate he did, I wouldn't fit through the door.
I get the shakes real bad. I think I'm pretty diabetic.
I think you are too. I've been aiming to talk to you about that. I can kind of tell the way you're looking. You're kind of getting diabetic.
Dr. Jones, I've
got that high blood sugar, and I can tell when somebody's getting that.
Russ, I didn't know you was a doctor too.
Well, I'm the Garrison. They call me the Garrison vet. So
yeah, the unofficial vet, Russ Jones.
Right.
Jason just showed me his phone. That's what he's got you in his phone under.
Yeah, the unofficial vet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something, whether it's right or wrong. Usually it's probably wrong, though.
Diet Mountain Dew and just some cookies of any kind.
Yeah, we did. We have took hamburger meat and just cooked hamburgers out there before, but that was just a special occasion. But
yeah, that's just a cookout.
Did you used to hunt black and tans or blue ticks or something?
No. I did have a walker when I was first started, and it was actually a really nice dog, and I lost him one night, and he was gone about 2 weeks, and when I got him back, he was he just wasn't the same dog. Something happened while he was gone, but that was one of the easiest dogs to train I ever had. And he was just a dream dog. He taught me more than I taught him.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Well, we're gonna get you a list of questions. Brett's gonna get you a list together, and so you can study. And we're gonna get everybody together down there and sit down and get you on here. And we want to hear the full Russ Jones story.
Well, yeah, it'll be pretty boring for you, as I can tell you.
I don't know. We've known each other our whole lives, and I don't know about this Walker dog.
Are you kidding me?
No, I just remember. I remember the female Walker dog, which we're gonna have to get into that on the other podcast that you pawned off on. Yeah.
No, this was a real dog. I got him, Bob Raines, which was our neighbor down here, had a decent old Walker bitch. Anyway, he bred her to a Table Rock something. But anyway, had these pups, and he had a little female and a male. And anyway, that little female, Bob liked her, and he said, "I'll give you that male if you'll hunt him." And I went and got that dog and started hunting him. And he was like one of the most natural things I ever started hunting. And he had a big ball mouth on track, chop on tree, and he just started treeing coon. I didn't know nothing about training no dog. And that dog just went treeing coon. And boy, I miss him. He was the right kind. I'd probably get another Walker if I could have one like that.
It's funny you're even bringing this up and talking about it. When I went and saw Bob in the hospital the other day, he mentioned, said, "You been coon hunting?" And he asked about you, and he said, we was talking about you, obviously, and we got to laughing and stuff, and he said, "Now, you know, I got Russ into coon hunting."
Yeah.
Well, I didn't ever know about the Walker dog, so.
Yeah, his name was Rock, and
I told and you Rock was a good Walker dog.
Oh my goodness.
That's, I tell you what, that dog, we didn't have tracking collars, you know, and he somehow got away from me one night, and he wasn't running nothing. We just couldn't hear him and couldn't find him, and he just disappeared. I don't know what happened to him.
Well, I'll be.
But I got him back two or three weeks later, I think it's 2 weeks, and he wouldn't tree. He just wouldn't tree. So I don't know what happened or nothing else, but man, me and Scott was hunting. We had old Magnum then, Brett. We did. And boy, them two could flat tree coon. You know, they's both real fast. Boy, that's when I liked it the best. I remember that.
We're gonna have to get a full.
Yeah, we gotta have the full story.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Well, now, boys.
we'll get you a list of questions together so you can kind of make you some notes, and I'm gonna bring all this down there, and we'll get somewhere where we can sit down and get everybody there and tell some stories.
Yeah, I hope you have a lot of snacks.
We will bring some. You ain't got to worry about it. Brett's coming. There'll be snacks somewhere. We may have to raid his truck to get us some, but there'll be snacks somewhere.
As long as you got the main course. As long as you'll cook the main course on that pit boss or whatever it is you got out there.
Oh, I can do that. That thing's easy to cook on. You just kind of set it and forget it. So anybody can cook on a pit boss.
All right, well.
It's too bad we didn't have Jason around when Rex was still here, you know?
Oh, my. No kidding.
We could have all been wealthy. I'm telling you, if we'd have had old Rex on one of the podcasts, it would have went to number one in the podcast world.
Yeah, it would have. You be thinking about them. You be thinking about sending Rex comments and stories.
Yeah,
well, a lot of them, you know, I probably couldn't tell on the podcast.
But,
But did you ever tell Jason about the one when he pulled up with all them beagles in and had his wife with him?
I never did.
You didn't tell him, man?
Well,
I'll tell him that real fast. I'll let you go.
Okay.
He pulled up. It wasn't a Jeep, but it was something that was built like a Jeep. I don't even know what kind of brand. It was some kind of off-brand vehicle. But he pulled up with his wife, and they had at least 10 beagles in this little old Jeep-looking thing. And them dogs was a-barking, and anyway, I went out there to talk to him, and he rolled his window down, and them dogs was just dying to get out. They was just, and they's barking, and anyway, me and Rex was trying to talk, and that woman went trying to get out, and he said, "Hey, that woman, you stay in here now. Stay in here." She shut the door back. And it wasn't 5 minutes. And she went to open that door. "Here now, woman, stay in here now." And it wasn't just 5 or 10 more minutes. All at once, she jumped out and slammed that door. And he was a hollering, "Run out here!" And them dogs was just lunging. And she went back there and went to beating on the back. You just had to be there. That was funny. She went around there to the back and went to beating on the back glass of that old Jeep-looking thing. Hollering to them dogs, "Shut up! Shut up! Get out here now! Shut up!" And anyway, Rex, he's shaking his head. He looked at me and he said, "Son, women and hounds don't mix." it was funny. He was just naturally funny. He had some of the things you ever heard.
Sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. I wish we'd sure enough got something on tape out of him.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd been good.
Oh, yeah.
You can relive it all for us.
Yeah.
Well, if I can remember it all. But.
Well, Brad will get you a list of questions, and we'll get it set up. I'll come down, and we'll get recorded.
Okay. If something don't go my way, though, you can delete it, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll make you sound like a movie star.
We can change your voice. You can sound like Pee Wee Herman or Michael Jackson or whatever.
I'd rather sound like old Tom Selleck or something.
Tom
like
Selleck. All right. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right, Russ. Yeah. Thank you for taking our call.
All right, boys. See you.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
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 What are you doing?
Oh, sitting here holding my youngest.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Sorry to call you so late.
That's all right.
Thanks for taking our call. You got Jason Snellgrove.
Yeah, I'm here. We got serious questions though. We need answers to.
All right, hit me with them.
We'll probably be calling you again at another time on something else, but this is we've made a few phone calls and we've got some answers. We've just been kind of, and I knew that you was the guy to call.
Oh boy, what do you got?
Well, we've been talking about coon hunting snacks.
Snacks. Of course you have.
Yeah. We just kind of want to know what everybody else is
go-to.
Yeah, munching on. What's your go-to? Uh-huh.
Whatever Brett's got in the lunchbox.
Now, wait a minute. Why are you saying it like that?
Because every single time me and you hunt together, you always got snacks.
I got enough for everybody.
Yes, you do. Seem to always have something in there. Crackers.
I couldn't remember what your go-to was, though.
Oh, you always seem to have them peanut butter crackers. I always like them.
Yeah, but you don't never. Is that why you don't bring stuff?
Yeah, because I know you always bring it.
You're raiding my snack box all the time. I noticed there one time I was having to stop by Dollar General and fill that thing back up kind of quicker than normal.
Yeah.
I guess it was those trips I was taking with you.
I guess so. Probably. Man, I tell you, I'm not going to say a nutrition bar, but like one of those, you always seem to have them.
Granola bars?
Yeah, they're like granola bars or those oatmeal bars.
Oh, yeah.
Always like those.
Those crunchy oatmeal.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, them saved my life many a nights.
Yeah, especially when you get up there at 2 o'clock in the morning and you want to make one more drop and you need that little extra go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when it always goes south and you really need snacks when you say, let's just make one more turnout.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that movie, Here Comes the Boom?
Yes, I have.
You know when the guy, he'd just fall out all of a sudden and... And there's that sucker laying on the ground over there, and he's got to have something for his blood sugar. Or is that the Mall Cop movie?
I don't remember. It's one or the other, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yes.
That's Brett.
I think it's Mall Cop.
Yes.
Because I ain't seen Here Comes the Boom.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe the Mall Cop one.
Hey, this is supposed to be a serious deal, not make fun of me and
talk. I tell you, I hunted a couple of weeks ago up north with Brian Oglesby, and we rolled into his house at 5:45 in the morning, and we started about 8:30 at night.
No kidding.
Yes. And he had honey buns in his side by side. And that was a savior about 3 o'clock. I needed that extra little lump, and he had some honey buns in there.
Let me tell you something about honey buns. You throw them suckers up on the defroster when it's cold with that heater running and get them good and hot where the wrapper's done kind of swole up on it a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I believe that to be accurate.
Hey, it's been 3 hours since you fed me lasagna.
I know. He's going to have to eat again before we finish this podcast.
I didn't bring nothing.
We ain't got no snacks up here in this studio, so we're going to have to hit pause and go to the kitchen.
Yeah, and I'm for real.
That happens.
I'm not playing.
Another one I like is them oatmeal cream pies.
Boy, I can't eat them things anymore.
No, you get too wound up.
No. What do you mean? Them things have a negative effect on me. I can't eat them anymore.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Be on the side of I-44 again.
Yeah.
Going to Claremore, Oklahoma.
Pretty
to
much.
RQE.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well... When we get another serious topic to talk about, John, we'll reach back out to you again. I think we got one or two more phone calls to make. We're going to get some more opinions on these snacks and see what everybody likes.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank
you. See you, buddy.
Right, bye.
Bye. Do I need to apologize ahead of time? Sorry.
Hello.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm in the store.
Oh, you're at the store.
You're at the store?
Yeah.
Really? What you
perfect,
doing?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I'm walking out the store now. What you doing?
You're at the what? You down at the Piggly Wiggly?
No, I'm at the Exxon.
Oh. Well, appreciate you taking our call. You're on the air on the Coonhound Collective podcast with me and Jason Snellgrove.
Uh-huh. What y'all doing?
Oh, we're just coon dog talking and making a few calls to people and getting some answers to some serious questions.
All right.
We figured you was the guy that knew.
Oh, yeah, I know whether right or wrong. I can give you an answer, that's for sure.
I know you will. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
All right, what we've been talking about is coon hunting snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
Well, don't you take snacks with you coon hunting? We've been talking about our favorite coon hunting snacks, and we were just kind of curious about what you like.
Well, I actually don't take snacks much.
So you're telling us you've got a off the tailgate, get struck, get treed, recut, get struck, get treed, ain't got time for none of that nonsense, snacking.
I ain't got time for eating when I'm out there nut. All I do is drink my buddy's coffee, because he always got a big old pot of coffee, and he brings it with him, and I usually drink all of it, and that's about the only snacking I do.
And then I
come back in about 10, 11 o'clock after I'm hunting, and it's 2 in the morning before I'm ready to go to bed, because I drink so much coffee out there hunting.
And then you don't eat nothing?
You eat a bowl of cereal before I go to bed about 1 in the morning, about every morning.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Bowl of cereal when you get back.
I say that milk right before bed makes you sleep good.
Yeah.
I tell you what it is doing. It's giving me a better shape. I'm getting in better shape eating that cereal every night. I'm getting a little more round. It's still in shape.
Well, that's all we had.
That was the burning question. We just need to know what your snack was, or whatever it was you ate when you got back.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I could help y'all with that.
Yeah. Had you nervous, though, didn't I? At first.
Oh, no, you ain't never be nervous. I don't get nervous.
I see you get nervous sometime.
Just roll with the punches. I don't even get nervous.
I know when you get nervous.
That's the only time you're going to catch me getting nervous.
Uh-huh.
Right in that heat of that moment.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you what, I was a little bit nervous that night we went to catch them suckers, and Chuck was about 3 shades of green in your truck.
Yeah, I was nervous about that myself. I thought he was losing it all. I'm glad he got out before he did.
Oh, me too.
Boy, he got sick.
Yeah, he sure did. I'm talking about in the middle of the road. I mean, yeah, it was bad.
Well, we won't keep you.
We had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We had a good time.
Well,
I pulled up at the huddle house down here to eat. And I went in, because an old boy worked with me. He's in there eating with me. Went, you know, bill's like $40. And I handed the girl $100 bill. She said, I can't break that. I said, that might be a problem. I said, she said, I'm sorry. I said, well, I tell you what, I need to go get some snuff. So I'll run up here to the store and I'll break it up. I'll get it broke up by somebody down here to pay. He looked at me kind of funny, like, this guy, he going to leave. He ain't never coming back. So I left my buddy inside. Left my buddy inside where she'd know I'd come back fast. So I'm actually pulling up in the fair now.
Gosh.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the call. We appreciate it, Snyder.
We'll call you back on a more serious topic later.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Right. Bye. He probably wading through the swamp.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's that voicemail.
There's a message. I'll call you back.
He's calling me back.
Go ahead.
Can you answer it?
Yeah.
How many you got treed?
Not none so far.
Huh?
Not none so far.
None. Well, that's good. You got time to talk on the podcast then if you ain't treeing coons.
Yeah, I guess I got a few months.
It won't take long. This is an important question, but I think you'll have a quick answer for it.
David Bradley.
Come on.
Yeah, glad you took our call. We've been trying to get some opinions and find out something. We've been calling a few different guys. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is real serious. You might have to think about it for a second. We'll give you a few moments if you need it, but we've been talking about coon hunting snacks.
Coon hunting snacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just want to know what everybody's go-to snack is.
Man, I usually got some beef jerky or a honey bun.
Beef jerky and a honey bun.
Them honey buns are good.
Protein and sugar.
Everybody thinks I'm snacking, but I'm really just putting them on my tire feeders, you know?
Well, hey, can you send me an Onyx drop pin of where all your feeders are?
Hey, that's what they said. I got to have a feeder around here. It's pretty cunning. So.
Is that right?
That's what a man told me on Facebook the other day.
I'll be darned. Well, that's all we was needing. Just serious stuff for the moment. We'll get to some more funny stuff later.
Are you serious? I don't know if anybody's got a preference of a snack. I think everybody's a little different. Brett's probably oatmeal cream pie kind of guy.
No, huh? That's what John said. I can't do them. Them cause me to make different arrangements.
I can't afford snacks. I have to take leftovers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't waste all my money trying to find a decent dog.
Waste all your money on English dogs.
I feel your pain on that one.
Well, we won't keep you. We were just hitting up a few people.
All right.
We'll get a more serious topic, though, and get back with you.
Okay. Yeah, I know y'all can't be live on that.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. We're live.
For real.
We've got almost an hour worth of coon hunting snack talk. This is going to be good. This is going to be the most downloaded episode yet.
I like smoked oysters and crackers.
Ooh. I didn't think about those.
At night?
Anytime.
I like them smoked oysters and crackers, don't get me wrong, but nah, I don't know about doing that late at night like that. I'd be belching them things up laying down to sleep after I got home. That wouldn't set on me too good, I don't think.
You're far enough south down there, you just get a bag of oysters in a cooler. Raw oysters.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
I thought I was going to have to a couple of times. I ain't lying. A few times my old dog tried to cross I-10 on the other side of 10. Ain't nothing but the ocean.
Yeah.
Goodness. I don't know how you hunt down there.
Same way you hunt them hills.
Gators and no shoulders. And water everywhere.
That don't bother me. Them hills kill me if all y'all at.
They is some of them for sure.
Yeah, I think I'd have to quit by the hunt that every night.
Sunburn the roof of your mouth walking out of some of these.
Yeah.
But you ain't in fear for your life either.
Them things don't bother you. They might eat your dog, but they don't bother you much.
Well, we're going to make another call. Appreciate you taking our serious phone call.
All that.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Take it easy, David.
All right. Bye. Later, Brett.
Bye.
All right. We've heard from several people here. We've been all over the board with these snacks, from bowls of cereal to smoked oysters. So. And I know you look like you went to the Walmart candy aisle when you get in your snack bag back there. So
what are you talking about? I got me a box now. I got a Tupperware box.
I seen it. I bring my own. I got pretty much one or two snacks. I usually bring my own. I don't usually dip in yours.
No, you don't.
I think that man at the PKC World thought there was a parrot on the front of your truck.
I bet he did, because I know what you was eating. Go ahead and give us yours.
Pistachios.
In the shell.
In the shell, not already shelled. I don't like the ones already shelled. I want them like sunflower seeds. I want to hull them myself.
Let me tell y'all. We pulled into Dollar General, I think. He comes carrying out a sack with about four of them sacks of them pistachios. Had two of them, mate, before we ever got back to the clubhouse over there.
Yeah. They're good. I like them.
And then when the cast was over and I come back to the truck.
I had a big bag there.
I thought that was the same time.
It is, but I had a bigger bag there.
Those were all gone. You had like a quarter of a sack left. They was a little package in the Walmart aisle, just a little bitty package amount left in there.
Yeah, there wasn't much left.
I don't know how you didn't eat that many.
I covered
the road. There ain't even no sugar in that. Did you know that?
Yeah, I covered the road there. there was a lot.
You got to eat when you get home?
It depends on if I took a snack or had a snack or the gas station was still open.
You just unload the dogs, go to bed?
Most get a shower.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to eat anything.
No, not usually. Every once in a while. Depends on what cliff I had to climb up or down.
Hey, I'm serious about these snacks.
Trust me, I know you're serious about
them. I'm going to tell you. In the summer, I got classifications, different snack. You got wintertime snacks and summertime snacks.
Yeah.
Because I got to keep them on me. And in the summertime, you can't just have an old zero. I like a zero now. And a payday. And you can't keep them in your pack, in your hunting vest, I mean. In the summertime, they'll melt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a Snickers, too.
Yeah.
But in the wintertime, I like them crunchy granola bars.
Mm-hmm.
I like them Boston baked beans.
The Boston baked beans?
Yeah, you don't know what a Boston baked bean is? Candy. It's got sugar and protein together. It's a peanut with candy around it.
No.
And them Chico sticks, they're hard. It's not like eating Butterfinger without chocolate on it.
Black licorice.
That ain't even a snack.
I can eat a whole bag of it.
That stuff's awful. I don't know how you do that. You and Ron Brown.
Oh, it's good stuff. That one kind that you got me, that was good stuff.
Oh, I don't remember what them were.
From the Amish, I think. I think they had an Amish brand or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did say those were good.
Yeah, that black licorice was good.
But I'm going to tell you what's really critical on the snack topic.
What?
When you get back in from hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, I really can't recover if I don't. I've got to have me a bowl of Frosted Flakes. I don't know why. I never got burnt out on them. It's always Frosted Flakes. A bowl of Frosted Flakes, milk.
I usually, if it's wintertime or cool, going to be cool out at night, I usually have some Gotcha Six coffee. In the summertime, I have that cooler, I put up on top of my dog box, and I keep water or Dr. Pepper or Gatorade, whatever, in. Back years ago, I don't know what they call, but there's these little plank-looking cookies, and they got, like, pink sprinkles on them, and they're, like, cinnamon or graham cracker style cookie. You ever seen them?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Me interested, though.
With a thing of chocolate milk from the gas station?
Yeah.
They good.
Yeah, you're sucking me in on this one, huh?
And they got whatever that flavor is and a lemon flavor.
Mmm.
They're good.
They sound good.
Beef. I'm like David. Beef jerky. I like some beef jerky.
I can't have anything late at night. It gives me heartburn. And I gotta have some sugar. I'm half hummingbird. If it ain't in the liquid form, it's gotta be in the food form. I gotta have some sugar.
But my number one go to is there's probably, if I dug around in my truck, a bag of pistachios in there right now.
Oh, I guarantee it. I'd like to know what your pistachio bill is for a beer. What is that, Wonderful?
Yeah, I ought to own stock in the
you
company.
You ought to buy stock in Wonderful. Gosh, I ain't never seen anything like it. Yeah, it looks like a pack of parrots has been in your truck and floorboard and standing around you.
Yeah, they're good. They're just the right enough salt intake and texture to be perfect.
I like them, but I don't know how you can eat that many.
I even got where I carry a pack or two in my vest, too.
Do you really? I didn't know.
Now, you get to huffing and puffing up these hills, you don't want to have them in your mouth. Let me just go.
Oh, no.
Take a big suck in, you're going to have a hole hung about halfway. About like getting a bug in your mouth in the summertime. You'd be hacking and coughing and have to stop.
Well, that's all I got.
Well, that's all I got. We've rambled on for an hour about coon hunting snacks. Hopefully somebody found this as funny as we did.
You may have to cut that down a little.
Yeah, we'll cut it back some. Well, you ain't got nothing else. We'll wind her down. I think we've covered the coon hunting snacks.
I ain't kidding. I need me a bowl of cereal.
Well, we'll go downstairs, see if we can rustle you up something.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I'm getting another week.
Well, send us a message on Facebook. Let us know what your coon hunting go-to snacks are. We'd be curious to see. Leave us an iTunes review. I'll get Brett to read them online here. We need to start doing that. I've got a few Apple reviews on there we need to read.
Sounds good.
So maybe we'll do that at the beginning of the next one, maybe. So, but if you ain't got nothing else, I guess we'll wind her up.
You hear me through there, Judge?
I got you. Till next time. Thanks, guys, for listening to the Coonhound Collective podcast today. We really appreciate you taking your time out of your day to listen to the podcast. If you don't mind, head over to Facebook and give us a like, and head over to Instagram and give us a follow. It's both at The Coonhound Collective. Also, if you would like to reach us here at The Coonhound Collective, you can reach us at thecoonhoundcollective@gmail.com. If there's someone that you would like to hear on the podcast or a product that you would like to hear talked about, please send it to thecoonhoundcollective@gmail.com. Thanks again. Again, have a great day.